Howdy, all my nieces and nephews out there in podcast land. It's your Uncle Perry. It's time for another spooky-ass story, narrated by yours truly. In this episode, we're going to delve into the dystopian world of a zombie outbreak, with a little twist, so to speak. Also, special thanks to my friend Alan for the banger story idea. Cool, let's dare to venture on with some tales of the paranormal. My name's Chuck. I'm the owner of Bushwhackers Gentlemen's Club in Tampa, Florida. I've owned it for 12 years. It's located in an ideal spot near three other strip clubs. It has a loyal following of customers and has been very profitable. It's not the ideal kind of proprietorship, though. It has its normal issues. Customers getting too touchy with the girls, drunk guys passing out on the stage, boyfriends of the dancers finding out what their girlfriends are doing while he's at work or away. You know, typical riffraff. But last October, the customer traffic started slowing down. It is the off-season, so I just chalked it up to the snowbirds haven't came down yet. But then, my girls stopped coming to work. Even the most dedicated ones. I started to worry about my business. I need good-looking girls to bring in the wealthy dudes. I called the ladies to find out what was wrong, but it always went to their voicemail. I left a message, but never got a response. I checked their social media accounts for activity. It seemed to stop after they left. Did they change their account info so as not to be associated with being a dancer? Like for a real job or something? I don't know. I had a friend check the nearby clubs to see if they started working there. They didn't. What the hell is going on? It's like they just dropped off the grid completely. When my stable got down to six girls, I had to put out a classified ad. I used Craigslist since it didn't cost anything. I got some bites, a couple of chubbies that were cute, and a normal-sized one with some sort of a hair lip. I was at my wit's end. I asked some of the other club owners if they were having a problem with turnover. They said they were. Well, at least it wasn't just me. They're suffering the same retention problem I was. This went on for about a month. Fewer and fewer gentlemen were showing up. My bills were being paid late. It looked like I was going to have to sell the place. When one day, this beautiful redhead bounced in. She had to be at least 36D, maybe double D. I introduced myself. Hi, my name's Chuck. I'm the owner of this club. What's your name? She purred in an angelic southern accent.
I go by Ginger.
I thought to myself, I bet you are. I asked, are you looking for a job? She replied,
I didn't come in to look at the girls.
Great. Have you done this before?
I used to work at the Cheetah Lounge in Atlanta. Me and the owner didn't see eye to eye on a few things. So I left.
The Cheetah Lounge is one of the biggest and best clubs in Atlanta. So to say I was intrigued was an understatement. I told her she was hired and her shift would start tomorrow. The next evening, Ginger showed up 10 minutes before she was supposed to start. I was shocked. A responsible, gorgeous bump and grinder that respected my time. Incredible. I showed her the dressing room backstage and introduced her to the rest of my babes and staff. Everything was finally getting back to normal until one night our bouncer, Bruce, was securing the ladies' walk to their car at closing time. He heard someone walking in the bushes just outside the parking lot. He hurried the girls to their cars and saw them off. He went to the edge of the parking lot to investigate the noise. Suddenly, four people emerged from the bushes. He backed up a little and took on a defensive posture. Their walk was hobbled, and their skin was falling off. They made a gurgling sound. They reached their bony arms towards him. Bruce drew his piece and fired three rounds into one of them, but it kept coming. Bruce said, "Oh, hell no!" and ran back into the club. He slammed the door and locked it. I charged out of my office. "What the fuck's going on, dude?" "There's fucking zombies out there!" I said, "Yeah, the meth heads are bad in this part of town." He said, "No, real zombies!" I said, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Then I heard banging on the door he just came through. It sounded like several people pounding on the door at the same time. I quickly grabbed my .357 from my desk drawer. I told Bruce to get behind me. He said, "No problem." We waited for the door to collapse due to the constant pummeling, but it started getting softer and softer. After about a minute, the pounding stopped. The door swung open, and there stood Ginger with a blood-soaked hand. Bruce said, "I thought you left." She replied,
"I was going to, but I heard gunshots. When I turned around, I saw you running into the club with those things chasing you."
I said, "Why didn't you leave?"
"I thought you might need a little help. I called the police and drove up to the entrance. The zombies saw me and started coming after me. I grabbed my spiky and started plunging it into their heads until I killed them all."
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I went over to the dead zombies to check them out. I was shocked. I recognized them. All of them. Candy, Cinnamon, Jade, and Destiny. They were my girls. They had stopped coming into work last month and seemed to drop off the face of the earth. What the hell happened? Then we heard the same gurgling sound coming from around the corner of the club. I said, "Get in the club, now!" We stumbled over the corpses, got inside, slammed the door, and locked it. Bruce dragged some chairs over to the door to barricade it. As the last chair was put into place, the banging on the door began again. It started with a couple of knocks, almost as if someone wanted in. Then more bangs started. They got more aggressive with each minute. In the distance, I could hear a police siren wailing. It was getting louder.
"Thank God, the cops are finally arriving."
We heard the cruiser screech to a stop outside and the siren cut off.
"Freeze! Get down on the ground," the cops said.
The banging and gurgling stopped. We heard the sound of a taser being fired. A few seconds went by, then,
"Stay back, or I'll shoot!"
Then, gunfire erupted. Several shots in a row. He must have emptied his clip. Then, the horrifying sound of the cop screaming penetrated the walls.
"Ah! Oh, shit! They killed the cop," Ginger said. "You have to puncture their skull to kill them."
"I have a plan," I said. "Let's fight our way to the cop car and drive to the police station."
"How many of them are there?" asked Bruce.
"I don't know, but I can look to see on the roof. There's an access panel in the back of the club," I replied. I quickly made my way to the access panel, opened it, and climbed to the roof. The sound of a sea of zombies greeted me. I trembled and crawled to the edge of the roof. I peeked over the ledge. It looked like about 20 or so zombies milling around the cop car.
I went back down to report my findings. Bruce said,
"Well, we don't have enough ammo."
Ginger countered,
"You need to penetrate the skull with something sharp. A knife, a rod, a poker, or even a stick."
I said, "I have a folding knife."
"That'll work."
Bruce grabbed one of the wooden chairs and broke a leg off it.
"Will this work?"
"Hell yeah,"
replied Ginger. I inquired, "Ginger, how do you know so much about zombies?"
"I ran into them back in Atlanta. The CDC there issued a local alert on an escaped infected subject. I guess it infected a lot more than they anticipated."
"Yeah, no shit," Bruce said. "Let's get the fuck out of here."
Ginger said,
"We need to get them away from the car. I'll go out the back door, circle around the side, and make some noise to attract them. Then, you guys quietly make a break for the car."
"What about you?"
"Once you're in the car, I run back inside the club, lock the back door, and run out the front. Y'all drive up to the valet area and pick me up."
"Sounds like a pretty good plan," I said.
"All right, let's do this,"
said Bruce. Ginger went to the back corner of the club and started yelling at the monsters and banging on the metal dumpster.
"Hey, you smelly-ass zombies! You need some conditioner on that flaky-ass skin! And you need to see a fucking dentist!"
The zombies started shuffling towards Ginger. As they cleared away from the car, we saw our chance to make a break for it. We successfully made our way to the cruiser, but when we shut the doors, the zombies heard them and started coming our way. Ginger had disappeared into the club. We fired up the car and roared towards the entrance. We plowed over a few zombies on the way. As heads, arms, and chunks of flesh spilled onto the windshield, I turned on the windshield wipers. We arrived just outside the front door right as it sprung open. Ginger was there, but the zombies were right behind her. Ginger opened the back seat door and dove inside. As the door shut, it caught one of the zombies' arms in the doorway and cut it off at the shoulder. It grasped blindly at the air and flopped around in the floorboard. I plunged the gas pedal to the floor, smashing through several zombies. We made it to the police station and told the detective what had happened. He said that he had heard about the infection and that a national lockdown was being put into place by the CDC. It's been 3 years since then. The majority of the infected have been eradicated. There's still a few stragglers here and there, but they've been put under control due to a zombie hunting season put into place by a combination of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the CDC. I no longer operate the club. Now, Ginger and I lead groups of people on zombie hunting expeditions with other former dancers. It's called Stripper Zombie Hunt. It's a living. This was a kick-ass twist on the typical zombie story. It was kind of Return of the Living Dead-ish, a mixture of comedy and horror. But hey, did you actually think it was going to be a serious, scary story with the title of Stripper Zombie Killers? Besides, it's fun to be scared 1 minute and then laugh the next. Follow me on Instagram at Uncle Perry VO, on Reddit at Perry Meehan, or check out my YouTube channel at Uncle Perry for live narrations of me doing creepy stories just like this one. Please, if you don't mind, share this with your friends. It helps me out in more ways than one. I appreciate it. You can submit a story for me to narrate on Reddit at r/narrate_my_story. The links for everything are in the description. The next tale I'm going to chronicle is about a Texas Ranger with a unique wildlife problem. You're not going to want to miss this one. I'm going to slither on out of here. Thank you for listening to Tales of the Paranormal. Stay creepy!